Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, just as we have in the last few weeks. We're going to continue with our bringing this nation in to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Heavenly Father, we bring today's show to you. We ask that you watch over this country and your people. Guide us with your wisdom and your righteousness. We pray for our leaders. We are in a great battle for governance these days, and I believe it is for such a time as this you have put CSC Talk Radio right here. I ask specifically that you protect our president and our vice president. Watch over them and their families. Give them your strength and guidance. May they lead with discernment in all matters, personal, foreign, and domestic. They have a great burden on their shoulders beyond the imagination and comprehension of most Americans. We bring the show and the many guests to you. We thank you for them and what they do for this country. They all try to bring truth and common sense and morality and integrity back to a nation. I thank you, gracious Heavenly Father, for your continued blessings. We know we do not deserve them, but your mercy and your grace abound. We know that we are, as a people and a nation, have strayed, and we ask boldly to be brought back to you. May America, may your people, once again serve you first, and in that, bring America home. For such a time as this, in Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen. We have with us today a new friend and a guest for CSC Talk Radio. I hope it won't be the only time he's on with us. And it's Dr. John Linchowski. He's the founder and the president of the Institute of World Politics, an independent graduate school of national security and international affairs in Washington, D.C. IWP is dedicated to developing leaders with a sound understanding of international realities and the ethical conduct of statescraft based on knowledge and appreciation of American founding principles and the Western moral tradition. Offering 5 master degrees and 18 certificate programs, the IWP is the only academic institute dedicated to teaching all the arts of statecraft, including military strategy, the art of diplomacy, public diplomacy, opinion formation, that'd be me, I form lots of opinions, political warfare, intelligence, counterintelligence, economic strategy, and moral leadership, which kind of draws me to them, and how these arts are integrated into national strategy. Dr. Linchowski, we welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. We thank you for all that you have done, and we appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Beth, for having me on board. This is really fun, and I look forward to our conversation.
Well, you know, I may not be the best known or the widest known, but we are the most fun. We do like to sit down and have a good time. When I spoke to you earlier, when the phone cut out, he was in commute. I was trying to explain to him that while it is a nationally syndicated talk show, I'm heard on several different states out and about, and we're on shortwave. Most of this listening audience is rural. They are the foundation of this nation, and I'm proud to be their voice and to represent them. So that's who you're going to be addressing today, and we are anxious to hear about the Institute of World Politics and what you do there and some of the things that are going on today, too. We'll get into that.
Terrific.
So let's talk a little bit about the Institute of World Politics. You've been doing this for a while, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I just found out about it. And so I want you to kind of explain exactly what's going on there.
Well, once upon a time, I served in government on a congressional staff as a political appointee in President Reagan's State Department. And in and also in his White House at the National Security Council, where I was director of European and Soviet affairs, and was his Soviet affairs advisor for 4 years. And I found that all sorts of people were doing jobs in government for which I thought they were inadequately prepared. And I actually included myself in that number, even though I had gone through a double major in history and international relations in college and then a master's and a PhD in our field. And yet, when I came into government, there were certain things that I didn't that I found myself responsible for doing that I didn't think that I was doing at an optimal level. I discovered that nobody in government, for all intents and purposes, ever studied military strategy except senior military officers. Now, I happen to think that diplomats ought to know something about military strategy because they have to integrate their diplomatic art with the military art. I believe that policymakers who make decisions to send our sons and our daughters in harm's way ought to know something about military strategy and military history because, you know, they are making these life and death decisions. But unfortunately, in our universities, there is precious little study of these matters. You cannot get a doctorate studying military affairs, studying military history, for example, in any of the Ivy League universities. And so this was a gap. Then I discovered that most intelligence officers, maybe as many as 95%, had never studied intelligence before going into that vital profession. And there's a lot of stuff, in my view, that they need to study. I think that people need to understand the history of intelligence. They need to understand the impact of intelligence upon history. You know, a single spy can change the entire course of a war.
Oh, yeah.
A single agent of influence can change the course of history. There are the policy issues. There are the legal issues. There are the issues of what we call, you know, the philosophers call epistemology, which is the term that means the theory of knowledge. How do you know something? Mm. How do you know something is true? So I ask the question, you know, how do we know if we are perceiving foreign reality correctly? If we know nothing about foreign propaganda, about disinformation, fake news, covert political influence operations, strategic deception, nobody was studying any of those subjects. And I think that not only should our intelligence officers be studying these things, I think diplomats should be studying them. I think that anybody involved in international affairs, even in international business, should know something about these things.
Well, I like that question. How do you know if something is true? Because I think that is something that the American people are really struggling with today. Whether it's the issues that we have going on abroad at their foreign affairs, or whether it's something at the border, or it's something that's just being decided in D.C., or somebody's rhetoric on a debate stage. How do we know what is true, and how do we find that out? We're heading into a break. I'm not going to take phone calls. I want to talk with Dr. Lynchowski and get you familiarized with him, and then maybe we can bring you back on and ask questions another day. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and Dr. Lynchowski, and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Dr. Lynchowski, I got your name from a cousin. He married my husband's cousin, and that is Terry Reed. And Terry Reed heard you speak here several months back, and we were at a family get together, and they came down from Kansas City. I'm right smack dab in the middle of Missouri in a little town called California. And he said, Beth, you need to get this guy on. This was just fantastic. And what he was impressing upon me, Dr. Lynchowski, was the fact that you teach the whole package there at the Institute of World Politics, including, which I would think would be, you know, something that is the most vital important, their knowledge, but then to lead with integrity. And I think we see so much lacking in integrity these days. And again, your question is, how do you know when something is true? We're being fed so much propaganda. Some of it's out and out lies. Some of it's just half truths. And how do the American people who don't have knowledge of everything, how do we sort it out? And, again, the future of this nation depends on our young people, and you're bringing them in there with the Institute of World Politics and teaching them, and that gives me great hope. I always have hope in our kids, so we see the loud and obnoxious ones that aren't handling life very well, but I see a different side of that. I raised five sons, and I see a different side of that. But what do you see with the Institute of World Politics with our young people?
Well, Beth Ann, I I'm really in the optimism business. I have to pay a lot of. I have to pay attention to a lot of the ugly realities in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our problems that we as a nation face is that there are many impediments to seeing foreign reality correctly. And among them, of course, are propaganda and deception, disinformation. Sometimes there are utopian ideologies that people entertain, and I can explain that a little bit more later. But then there's the problem it's the moral problem in perceiving reality, where some people don't want to face reality. They behave like ostriches. It's wishful yes. thinking. It's willful blindness. It's what George Orwell called the will to disbelieve the horrible. It's the failure to recognize the existence of evil in the world. It's the failure to recognize that human beings that have a flawed nature, that we are capable of committing evil as well as good, that we will never cease to be tempted to do the wrong mm-hmm. thing, and all too yeah, often yeah. many people in our governing bodies succumb to that temptation to do the wrong thing. And so we at IWP first of all want our students to understand to contemplate some of these basic philosophical issues like what human nature is. But then I find, and there's more that we can talk about on that, but I find that our students are actually thirsting for truth, and they actually are rising to the occasion when challenged to consider the whole possibility of living their lives where they will serve a cause higher than themselves, and that they go into their work with a spirit of service to their family, to their neighbor, to their community, to their organization, to their customer, and to their country. And so we tell our students that there are really two kinds of people. There are careerists for whom it's all about them. They just want yes. the job, the promotion, the money, the glory, the credit, the power, the bureaucratic empire, and all of those things. And then there are people who are mission-oriented, who precisely are serving the mission of whatever organization they are with which they are associated. And we tell our students that if you go into life and your professional life with a spirit of service and being mission-oriented, you will end up getting a lot of the things that the careerist wants, but you will never sacrifice your honor to get them. And,
wow.
you know, that's a message that really resonates with students, because I tell them, you know, you're at a fork in the road. You can decide which way you're going to go. Are you going to be one of these Machiavellian, you know, power maneuverers in the halls of our government agencies, you know, mm-hmm. who will stomp on people and lie and engage in, you know, all sorts of corner cutting and so on and so forth? Or are you going to play it straight? Are you going to be a person of integrity? Are you going to be somebody who is willing to see the truth, has the courage to see the truth, and then the courage to tell the truth to power? And so, you know, I will tell our students, many of them want to go, for example, into intelligence or defense policy. There are so many different kinds of jobs that are out there that we educate our students to serve in. And you know, let's say you are a mid-level or junior to mid-level intelligence analyst, and you're getting pressure from your senior manager in the CIA or the Assistant Secretary of Defense to give only, you know, certain kinds of evidence that will support his or her policy agenda. But you see that, you know, that evidence isn't really the full truth, that there is contrary evidence. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to pander in order to appease that person and perhaps temporarily get ahead in your job? Or are you going to tell what you think is the complete truth of the matter? And so imagine if you're a panderer and multiply you by 500 with analysts throughout the intelligence community. What kind of information will the President of the United States be getting at the end? Mm. Is he going to operate on the basis of the truth, or is he going to be operating on the basis of some kind of politically slanted distortion? So these, you know, moral leadership is not simply for presidents and cabinet members and senators. It's for even the low-level intelligence analyst who has have integrity.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've seen the careerists, as you mention it, because that's something. And, you know, when you talk about statescraft and statesmen, I think a statesman versus a career politician. Now, I know we've got some elected officials that have good hearts and they want to do the right thing. But we see the vocal ones that seem to be following a career, and they you know, it's hard to use the discernment to know what is the truth. And, you know, when you said something about the temptations, everybody will cave to temptations. They're in front of all of us every day. Years ago, I heard about the temptations that are on these, I'm going to use the sports side of this, you know, these sports heroes, whether they're baseball players or football players, when they get off of the bus, you know, that all these groupies are just throwing themselves at them. Well, it's no different than in the political arena. There's people throwing themselves at them in a different way, not necessarily like the groupies, but the temptation is there. You do this for me and I'll do this for you and we'll both be better off. You'll get part of what you want and I'll get what I want. And that temptation, that pressure is there the day they get elected, if not before. And so it's so important for the foundation of that morality and integrity to be in place. And that starts younger in our lives, I do believe.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, today, so many people are not well educated on these matters. In many families, people are being raised without any exposure to religion, for example. And in their education, no exposure to some of the great philosophical questions of life. And I hear some music here, so maybe
we're headed into a break.
Continue this.
I want to talk about how important that is in the realm of things in our lives, in all of our lives, but in particular, those who are in leadership positions in our country. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. John Lynchowski. He's the founder of the Institute of World Politics, and we are very grateful for what he's doing with our young people, and we will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that.
at csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have adjourned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we continue into our conversation with Dr. Linchowski, I want to, I failed at the beginning of the show to mention that our thoughts and our prayers go out to Elijah Cummings and his family. He passed away suddenly last evening, complications from health issues that he has been dealing with. He was only 68 years old. That tells you how old I am, that I think only 68 years old. And, you know, to me, that looks younger and younger every day. And so we just, we lift up our thoughts and our prayers to him and his to his family and those around him, and then in Congress, those who have worked with him. He's, so getting back to our conversation, Dr. Linchowski, the importance of moral foundations, and religion plays a great part in that. And I heard someone else talking about that recently, and I think maybe some of the ugliness we're seeing in this nation today is making people stop and think. That's what the optimistic Beth is thinking. And that's one reason I really felt led to start opening this show each day with prayer just a little over almost 3 weeks ago. And I do believe that the principles, the founding principles of this nation were based on morality and integrity and religion. And so I'm going to let you kind of take up where we left off there before the commercial break.
Well, Beth Ann, I think that that you're right, and I'm grateful that you have got the courage to start your program with a prayer.
It is risky.
well, you know, we live in a very secularized society today, and I think that a large reason for that is that people really don't study what they ought to study on these matters in school, and particularly in our colleges, because a lot of the secularism comes from our, so to speak, well-educated elites, who I don't think are very well-educated at all. It used to be that that a good college education in this country centered around the whole question of whether there is a God or not, whether there is a transcendent, objective, universal moral order in the world or not. Are there objective moral standards? Are there standards of right and wrong that apply to all people at all times and all places? I think this is a question that I get our students to wrestle with. We're a non-sectarian school. We don't want to scare anybody away for sectarian reasons, but I happen to believe that that it is important to lead an examined life, to be able to figure out what is the meaning of one's life, to figure out what are the implications of one's death, since none of us gets out of here alive. Are we going to be accountable for how we've lived our lives or not? And you know, when you ask the question, are there objective moral standards? I tell my students that I believe there are. I believe that there's such a thing as conscience, that little voice that tells you whether you're doing something right or wrong. I think that, and I've got a lot of different reasons that I give for why I believe there are these objective standards. And you can either listen to that voice of conscience, or you can suppress it and not listen to it, which is what they do in some of these murderous regimes like the Nazis and the communists, where they kill millions of their own people, and where we've seen in history, for example, you know, when the Nazis were starting their Holocaust, and they started killing the Jews. Actually, they had to kill the Christian clergy first because they needed to kill the anticipated moral opposition to their final solution. But they got their SS men, their most militant advocates of the final solution, to start killing the Jews, and they started shooting them point blank. And they couldn't do it anymore because they started getting physically sick. That voice of conscience was actually affecting them physically, their whole body. And the result was that they had to develop the gas chambers as a way of bypassing that voice of conscience in order to be able to kill people on an industrial scale. Now, where did that come from? Where did that voice of conscience come from? You know, where do objective, if there are objective moral standards, where do they come from? Well, there's only two answers to that. They either somehow inhere in nature, or they come from a higher moral intelligence that some of us call God. And these are, you know, I've been talking about things here solely at a philosophical level. I haven't raised anything about revelation. I haven't cited scripture or anything. But, you know, I tell the students, you go wrestle with this. And frankly, many of their eyes are open, and they begin to realize why some very, very smart people for centuries and millennia have seen fit to examine the competing claims of the great religions of this world. And then, you know, then you start looking into such things as, you know, the credibility of Christianity, which is the one religion that invites you to examine its veracity on the basis of history. You know, certain things happened, and either they happened or they didn't. And now you have to examine the plausibility of how it all happened. And, you know, this is it's a remarkable journey that one can take. But this is a matter that, to which people have to be exposed as part of a serious general education. And they're not getting it in our schools anymore today.
No, they're not. And, you know, you have not quoted scripture, but when you were talking about putting the head in the sand, you know, the ostrich that does that, and how sometimes people don't want to know the truth. You know, I have said that before, and, you know, rural America, that we're kind of in that little category of the forgotten ones, and it's because we don't speak up. It's because we're busy with our own little lives. We want to just be left alone, and so we don't look around. And in the scripture, it says ignorant on purpose. Sometimes we stay ignorant because we don't want to get involved. We don't want to mess with it. Just leave it alone. That's somebody else's business. And then we wake up one morning and we think, oh, my goodness, what happened?
That's right. That's right.
And, it's because we've sat around.
That's right. I mean, everybody has a responsibility to try to make sure that that what's going on in their lives, their families' lives, their friends' lives, is something that is ultimately on track. And you can't be a free people unless you are a self-governing people. And self-governing means that you have to be able to control your basest passions. You have to be able to, understand what this life is really all about. Because if you're not paying, if you're not minding the store with your own life and with your families, then, you know, the nanny state will come along and mind it you. And we cease to be a free people.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've kind of, I'm going to share with you, and you've probably heard it before. I'll share it when we come back, and then we'll talk a little bit more about IWP and how people can get involved, and some other students can join you there. And then I also have someone on Facebook. They said, be sure to ask him about War College. So you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. John Lunchowski, and he is the founder of Institute of World Politics. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code Bethann.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Return to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. John Linchowski. I've just enjoyed this thoroughly. We've kind of gotten away from the daily politics and the ugly of what's going on, and some of it is comical, but when you get down to it, it's not very funny because they're dealing with lives here in the United States and abroad, and it gets pretty serious. I have a little... it's not really a rhyme, but it's a little saying that I share periodically here on the air, and something you said brought it back to mind. And it's a cycle of human nature, basically, is what it is. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. And I think Americans have been so comfortable that we've kind of followed. I can kind of see that in just my short lifetime. I can kind of see the cycle taking place. And I've always been interested, Dr. Linchowski, in American history. And I kind of have to beat myself up as a young girl when I was taking class in high school and all that. You know, I wasn't interested in world history. That was yawn, boring to me. And now I realize how important that is to everything that's going on. And that's what you're teaching there at IWP. And I just thank you for that. And I see in my life that I miss that. And I think it hurts me in when I'm trying to discern what's going on in the world.
Well, Beth Ann, let me just say, I'm delighted that you found that quotation. It is attributed to a fellow named Alexander Tytler from the 19th century, and we have from time to time reproduced it in our own little newsletter, The Eagle.
Yeah.
And so I think it contains an immense amount of wisdom, and I encourage you to repeat that from time to time on your show. History is absolutely critical. And one of the things that impelled me to get involved in all of this business, both in my government service and now in the academic world, was the study of communism. And if you look at what life under communism was like, the Communist Party was in the business of rewriting history in order to deprive people of their national memories so that they could, the collectivity of our national memories are what makes our national identity, what makes us Americans. And so if you engage in revisionist history and rewrite that history in a way that buries our founding fathers, that makes them into a bunch of, slave-owning hypocrites without giving them any credit for the magnificent constitutional arrangements that they created. Look, there are lots of, there are people throughout history who have their flaws, and we have our flaws today.
Oh, yes.
So maybe some of our founders did too, but that shouldn't vitiate the importance of recognizing what an incredible creation they did in building this country. And unfortunately, what the communists did, what Lenin and Stalin and the others did in the Soviet Union and in so many of these other communist countries, was they rewrote the history in order to try to create a new Soviet man, a new communist man with a new identity that was formed by the distorted history. And we're seeing that kind of distortion happening in our schools today.
Yes, we are.
Where, an overtly Marxist textbook has been the most popular history textbook in American colleges and universities, the one written by Howard Zinn. There hasn't been the kind of pushback that needs to happen. And so why do we, here we are, we're teaching diplomacy. We teach public diplomacy, which is the jargon term for relations with foreign people and not just governments. We teach military strategy, intelligence, counterintelligence, economic strategy. You listed them at the very beginning, all of these instruments of national power and how you use them effectively in national strategy. We have, our view is, if you study the non-military instruments well, including the non-military instruments of conflict, you will minimize the necessity of having to use force to defend our country and our vital interests. But you have to understand history in order to be able to do this job right. And you also have to study the political philosophy underlying our constitutional arrangements.
When I get you back, I want to talk about our founding principles. I want to share with you a quote that I have memorized from George Washington. And he says, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government." And I think people are a patient people sometimes. And that kind of went when you were talking about all these things we need to know and all the removal of history of people not knowing where they came from, whence they came from, why we are where we are. It just brought that to mind. That's one of my favorite quotes.
Well, it's true. There is immense wisdom in what Washington had to say on so many fronts, as well as many of our other founders. And so we here, I believe that patriotism, informed, morally ordered patriotism, is the central pillar of the national defense posture of the United States. You can have all the guns and rockets and missiles and bullets, and all the material things, but none of it makes any difference. You'll never win wars. You'll never protect yourself unless you have the will to do so and you believe in the cause for which you're fighting. And that's why patriotism is absolutely essential. And I think that patriotism can be bolstered if one does nothing more than study the fundamental ideas of why we set up our Constitution the way we did. And that's why reading the Federalist Papers is essential, an essential part of our civic education. And then understanding something about the Anti-Federalists, who wanted to create the Bill of Rights. And so there were good arguments on both sides during those founding days. But we have to understand that.
We're just getting into it, and the show's over. I have just enjoyed this so much. You have been a breath of fresh air for me today. Thank you so much. And I want to get you back on the show as soon as possible, Dr. Lynchowski. And thank you so much for encouraging me today. I kind of needed it. My heart needed a little lift, and I appreciate it so very much. We need to be optimistic. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate what you
thank
do
you.
For our young people. And, you know, I close the show each day with this. It's time to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're...
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.